Finance with Scott Haywood.
Now, the guru's here. Scotty Haywood, good morning. We've had a good run, but it's about to get ugly, you reckon?
Well, the market's going to be uglier today than Adam behind the booth of a roller skating rink at DJing. So I think he should focus his time all day just on traffic and on his roller skating list playlist, because today is going to be a shocker. All of the US markets were down, and it's because we're halfway through corporate earnings, which we're getting some clues of corporate America, which is mixed, but we're seeing now an increase in the pandemic again. So we're seeing more people getting the virus. In fact, last night was actually the highest point we've ever had. So that's not good news, because we were thinking we were getting on top of it, especially in America and parts of Europe. But if this pandemic starts to spike again, that's not going to be good for travel stocks. It's not going to be good for investors. It's not going to be good for the world if there are increase in COVID cases. Now, so our market at the moment is expecting to open down about 80 points. As I said, all of the US indices down for the second day in a row. And as I said, like, it really is about vaccine rollout compared to various industries reopening, and also whether the COVID cases do spike again, which, as I said, will hurt travel stocks, which have had the momentum over recent days and weeks.
The stock to watch?
The 6PR Breakfast stock to watch is a homegrown hero, Wesfarmers. They last traded at $55.50. Now, they will fall today with the rest of the market. If the market's going to go down 1%, you'd expect all of the ASX 200 stocks, particularly if you're not in the gold space, to fall. However, if you don't know who they are, well, they are supermarket department stores, including Bunnings, Kmart, Target. They're also involved in office supplies via Officeworks. They've got chemical business. They've got an energy and fertilizer business. And their head office, obviously, is headquartered in Perth. Now, yesterday they had their investor day just for Kmart. Now, Kmart represents about 20% of Wesfarmers' total revenues, which is second, obviously, behind Bunnings. And last year they made the decision to axe the bricks and mortar Target store network almost in full. So they said that 167 stores are going to be closed and converted into Kmart stores as part of a restructure. Well, yesterday they actually made the decision to talk more about Target stores becoming more of a click. So rather than going bricks and mortar Kmart, they'll spend more money online, and that could be a good move, because it has got a very good brand. And Ian Bailey, who operates the Target store at the Kmart stores, yesterday said that the Target brand actually has a very good online presence, yep, as does Kmart. So that could be you've got to look at businesses sometimes with where the future lies. I mean, we know we're all moving online through the pandemic, but you've got an iconic brand, especially, like, you know, mums and dads would have been shopping in the 80s. I know my mum and dad certainly shopped at Target when I was growing up,
yeah.
And obviously, as people have changed trends or moved, and we've had more options with different stores, you know, we heard from Betty with the shoe store. You know, people have got obviously more choice rather than just going simply to Target. But rather than throw the brand in the bin, they're going to spend more of it online. And I think that's an interesting result from COVID that the investors have learned and the businesses have learned. So my stock to watch today is Wesfarmers. They did trade at $55.50 last traded. They actually went ex-dividend a couple of weeks ago, but they are still near all-time highs. They're 12-month low around $30, and their 12-month high all-time highs around $56. So you are paying full tote odds, but a very successful Western Australian business, obviously led by Bunnings, because we all became tradesmen through the COVID pandemic. But it's interesting to see how some of these business leaders are just adjusting to the new world. So yes, $55.50 last trade. It'll probably fall today. Our market also going to open up pretty weaker, I reckon, by more than 1%. So about 80 points in an hour and a half or so time.
See how we go, Scotty. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gareth.